Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Maybe the Lions don't suck. Welcome to the show on this Monday. Hey, look, it was refreshing. It was good for the football soul in Detroit to go out and get a win like that and look more like the Lions team we've been accustomed to seeing the last 2 years than the one that opened the season at Green Bay. Now, that doesn't mean that the performance at Green Bay didn't happen. But what it means is it supports a argument that they really aren't as bad as they looked against Green Bay, that the Green Bay performance by them might have been a one-off. It's also perhaps an indication that what Dan Campbell said about things being relatively easy to fix because it was communication, or that he implied it was relatively easy to fix, was true. Because the offensive line, they ran the ball behind that line, and that line protected the quarterback, who absolutely took apart the Bears' defense. And defensively, they took the ball away, which was a strength of the team from a year ago. And yeah, this whole division might be a fist fight with Green Bay right down to the end, so be it. But reassuring to see the Lions look like they did yesterday, wasn't it?
It was great. It was great to see the offense respond the way that they did. I think a lot of that is because they play at home, and you can hear each other communicate with the person next to each other. If he wants to say, hey, we need to take this guy, you take that guy, you can actually hear it. Because it's quiet when the Lions are on offense. Mm-hmm. You know, the other side of that is interesting. Are there communication issues on defense? Because when Lions go on defense at a home game, the crowd is deafening. And it just kind of flip-flops. And I wonder if but you never hear the defense complaining about it's too loud, we can't hear each other think. They want all the smoke, I guess. But I imagine communication is a problem there. But it was not a problem for the offense yesterday at all. I mean, they put up historic numbers. Averaging over 8 yards a play. That's a Lions team record. They had, 7 touchdowns in the game. And defensively, they come away with 3 turnovers, a couple stops on fourth down. They looked like a very, very, very good football team.
248-539-9797. Mondays mean champ and chump. Gator, my champ of the weekend was Amon-Ra St. Brown. The 3 touchdown catches, dominant performance once again. Reliable as can be as Goff's go-to guy, 115 yards receiving. The 9 catches on 11 targets, exceptionally good. Amon-Ra, you are my champ of the weekend.
Mine's a Lions offensive line, just what we talked about. Over 500 yards in offense, 52 points. Goff was not sacked once in the game. He was sacked, but it was on a penalty, so didn't matter. And they just did a great job. Like I said, over 8 yards a play, which is a Lions record. They were phenomenal.
My chump of the weekend is Amon-Ra St. Brown. That celebration where you pretended like you'd hurt your hamstring, not cool, man. Not cool.
No.
I didn't like that.
Particularly after Scooble got hurt the day before.
Yeah.
But fortunately, Scooble seems like he's okay.
It was abusive, emotionally and psychologically abusive.
Yeah, dude, that's bogue. Don't do that.
Yeah.
My chump is Dondre Tillman of the Broncos. He was called for leverage on a 60-yard field goal attempt at the end of regulation. The kick went wide right for the Indianapolis Colts, mm-hmm. and it looked like the Denver had won the game by 2 points. Alas, they did not because of the leverage call against Tillman. Now they get to kick the ball 15 yards closer. 60 yards becomes 45 and becomes a game winner for the Colts. Tillman is my chump of the week.
248-539-9797. Get your champ of chump votes in. Brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights. Let's get back to your phone calls. Bill is in Madison Heights and on 97.1. Hello, Bill.
Hello, guys.
What's up?
Champ and chump. Can I do my chump first of the champ?
Or sure. Go for it.
That way?
However you want.
Okay. Well, my chumps, I know it's two, but I just want to get it in there. I just
got to get one. Just one, Bill. One chump.
Okay. My chump is Ben Johnson, 0-2. And my champ is Jared Goff. Not because he threw for 5 touchdowns, but he provided one of the most epic moments after a touchdown I've ever seen. Amon-Ra, like, gets it. You know, he goes over there and is like a gazelle. It looks like he barely jumps. He, like, flies into the stands. And then here comes my man Jared, and he just, like, jumps, and he barely made it to grab onto the edge of the stands, and the footheads are trying to pull him. And
Amon-Ra
is trying to push him. That was epically funny.
It was funny.
And just to point out, I just wanted to point out to people too that, yeah, you know, I think we all had concerns, you know, about the coordinators and everything, but, you know, Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are now 0-4 to start the season. So I don't know if that makes, you know, I don't know if that really means anything or.
Yeah, I mean, it took over a bad team, so you kind of expect it. But at the end of the day, it's a lot easier to deal with than if they were 4-0.
Yeah. But, you know, it just kind of goes to show you that, coaches, you know, and a lot of it depends on the talent that they have. I mean, it's not as much as Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn as you thought it was. They had very good players.
Yeah, well, players do matter. Yes.
The players
do matter. It's early for both of them. If you're a Jets fan or I would say the same thing. If the Lions were in those situations, 2 games into a regime, you don't know. You just don't know. And so they need some time, obviously, to get their own guys in there and give them a chance to turn it around. But is it a little bit easier psychologically, the fact that these two are both 0-2? Maybe a little bit. As long as the Lions are good, that's all that really matters. If Aaron Glenn has great success at the Jets, good for him. I don't mind if Ben Johnson has success, but I want you to come up short of the success that's being had in the division by the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Aaron Glenn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Derek in Detroit. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Derek.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
My chump is the Lions fans for the F. Ben Johnson thing. I mean, I think that's so classic. They did the same thing with Matthew Stafford. Somebody, you know, that gives you what they had, and okay, they moved on. They got the right to move on, okay? My champ, and I am no Jared Goff fan, but my champ is Jared Goff. And, you know, I guess by virtue of, by extension, the offensive line, but he played one heck of a game. Now, if they do that in Baltimore, then I'll believe again in what their future holds, you know.
Why are you not a Jared Goff fan?
Because he's a Stafford fan.
Because I'm a Stafford fan. Well, no, that's not true. I want him to succeed because he's the quarterback of the Detroit Lions. But having said that, I just don't think if you can't move, we can't go far if you can't move, you know. And I mean, this is not any reflection on him as a person, as a man. You understand? It's just that, you know, I'm just having what the way what they've discarded him. That was disrespectful. Don't get me wrong. The Rams coach, okay? But
Sean McVay.
You know, I mean, he had a fantastic year last year, and he had a fantastic game yesterday. So keep it up. You know, and I want all the Lions players to succeed. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, if you look in recent memory, and look, if you think mobility for a quarterback is a requirement for them to have success, I would offer up the previous quarterback in Detroit who wasn't mobile, and Matthew Stafford won a Super Bowl. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco, right?
I mean, Tom Brady won like seven of them.
Yeah. So is it, if you think it's a requirement though to win, then I guess you will not like or be a fan of Jared Goff.
No, it's definitely not a requirement to win, but is absolutely it's the new wave quarterback
of
today's
NFL.
There's
more of them than there's ever been before.
Yeah, this is what that is part of the game, but it doesn't mean you can't win being an old school pocket passer. I mean, some of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, that's what they were. But things have shifted, things are changing, and I think the Lions can still win with Jared Goff because Jared Goff's awesome. Doesn't move around all that great, but you know what? If you watch the game on Sunday, he moved around enough to buy himself the time, which is all you ask for. Other people want him to not only just move around, but then take off and have the 4-5 speed to run downfield and get the 30-yard gain. You're not going to see that from him, and it doesn't matter. What matters is just advancing the ball, keeping the team on the field, and scoring points, which is what the Lions do.
Yeah, you're not going to ever see that from Jared Goff,
never
of course. But the mobility thing, I think people just want a little bit more out of him. But you said this last week, Gator, and I think it's maybe more true than not. He might be the last of a dying breed. And I'm talking just not mobile at all. You know, like Tom Brady, greatest quarterback of all time, was not mobile at all.
Brady, Peyton Manning.
Yeah. But I think those guys are in the past now. I think moving forward, even the great quarterbacks will be more mobile than Jared Goff. And I think it's because the pool of players you're picking from now are different than they were 20, 30 years ago. People are just more athletic. They train earlier. They play different sports. You know what I mean? So
totally
I think it's
different.
Before, I think you picked a guy like, hey, you can only play this position. But now the pool is way bigger. A receiver, right? A running back, whatever. They can play quarterback. So I think whether it's high school or college, that position has just become more mobile. And I don't even think necessarily because you need it to be. I think they're just better athletes now.
Well, I mean, I'm fine with them trying to build an offense around this guy because of what he does do, what he is great at, can produce wins, has produced wins. I mean, the man did make it to a Super Bowl. He has won multiple postseason games. So, you know, I mean, it's got to have the team around him, but just about everybody does.
Well, the growth from week one to week two from the offensive line is dramatic. And will we continue to see them play at that elite level? I don't know. I don't suspect that's going to be the case, but I do think we're going to continue to see this offensive line stack some pretty good games against each other.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.